Deconstructing the Colosseum, teaching the Christian worldview, including how the civil government has no right to operate a school system. In Carrie L. Morgan's book, Real Choice and Real Freedom, he wrote a hypothetical illustrating how Christian attorneys should never argue that man is the source of law. Quote, "A wicked judge oppressed the people of Brown Acre by declaring his own opinions equal to and above the law. The people hired a religious lawyer to get justice in the judge's court. The lawyer argued to the court, 'Why do you deny the people justice by declaring your own opinions equal to or above the law?' The wicked judge replied, 'And how is it that you deceive your client by concealing your belief that your views are also equal to the law? You say you are defending the rule of law, but yet you refuse to admit the certainty of the law of nature of your God.' The wicked judge continued, 'We are two of a kind. Neither of us believes the law is anything except what we say it is.' The lawyer agreed in private but argued that, 'At least my opinions are just.' The wicked judge laughed and replied, 'There is no justice where a man's will is the standard of justice.' The lawyer comes to you and asks you to contribute money to his next political campaign in order to unseat the wicked judge in Brown Acre's next local election. He promises better results. Will you contribute?" End quote. Do you see the issue here? When we argue that Christians ought to be able to express Christianity in civil government schools, it is faulty to assert that is the case merely because man says so. In other words, the better question to address, and one that need not be addressed before a liberal judge, is whether there should even be a civil government school system in the first place. To address that issue is to address and rely on what God says, not what man or a liberal judge says, or what a Christian attorney who is thinking like a liberal says. I'm Kevin R. Novak, and I promote the abolition of the civil government school system through deconstructingthecolosseum.com.